Pricewatch at RTE.ie if you want the help of Conor Pope. Good afternoon, Conor.
Hi, Ray. How are you getting on?
Good. Good to see you.
Good. You too.
Yeah. This came in. Dear Conor, can you ask, can you advise if Bunk Bank, am I pronouncing it correctly?
Bunk, yeah.
Bunk Bank is safe. Also, if interest is 2.67% paid weekly, does that mean on €10,000 balance, you could get 267 per week and compound it by leaving everything into the account?
I wish.
Yeah.
Okay. That'd be the dream.
Yeah,
no, but like
we've got their attention now.
Yeah, for a start, like Bunk, like in turn, the first question, are Bunk safe? I mean, they're as safe as any bank, really. What they are is they're known as a neobank. So they're the same as Revolut or N26. They're one of these digital startups based, I think their parent company is in the Netherlands. And what they don't have is a physical footprint in the Republic of Ireland. In fact, I don't think they have a physical footprint anywhere. But in terms of the managing and minding your money, all of that stuff, they're as legitimate as any financial operator.
B-U-N-Q.
And what they do is they offer much higher rates of return on your money on deposit than a lot of the pillar banks do. And the person is kind of confused here, and I understand the confusion.
Yes.
When I read the message, I thought, oh yeah, I can see where he'd be coming from there. So because in the advertising, what Bunk say is, we'll give you interest paid weekly on your account at a rate of 2.67%
per annum.
Exactly. So what it means is the 2.67% is paid, it's a per annum.
Yes.
Interest rate, but they put the money into your account, the interest, weekly. So if you have money on deposit and you want to watch it grow almost in real time, it's a kind of attractive proposition, because a lot of banks mightn't apply the interest to your account until, you know, every three months, every 6 months, once a year, whatever it might be. So one of the things about a lot of digital startups is they can kind of make up their own rules on these things, because they have the kind of the flexibility to do X, Y and Z. And you see that with the likes of N26. You see that with the likes of Revolut, and you see that with the likes of Bunk. So you put your money on deposit with them, you get this really good rate of return. And I'm not speaking for advertising them or anything, but it's like by any objective measure, it's better than what you might get in a current account in a pillar bank. And they put the money into your account every month, every week.
Can I ask a question?
Go on.
Because he does actually hit on something, maybe inadvertently there, compound.
Yeah.
So usually it's per annum, and it would be put in your account at the end of each year. Now, if it's put in at the end of each week,
you're getting more interest.
Are you?
Yes. Because what happens is, let's say you have your 10,000 euro and you put it in.
And you're getting 20 odd quid at the end of a week. No, not 20
50,
odd quid, sorry.
50 quid, I think.
No, you wouldn't
It's 267 quid.
So you're getting 5
a year.
Quid.
You're 5 quid a week.
5 quid a week.
That's the second time I've done that in
yes.
a few months. I've multiplied it by 10. You're getting a fiver.
Fiver,
so,
yes.
So your 10,000 is 10,000 at 5.
Yes.
So that means in week 2, you're getting interest in 10,000 and 5.
Uh-huh.
And then in week 3, you're getting interest in 10,000 and 10.
Not a huge
it's
amount,
not a huge amount of money, but it's, you know, it's better than a slap in the face. So the answer to the question is, you don't get the 267 quid weekly. It is spread out over the course of a year,
yeah.
But it would allow you to grow your money slightly faster than if you had it in a current account. But it is worth pointing out, by the way, when I say the word current account, like putting your money on deposit in a current account is by far the worst thing you can do with it, because the rates of interest that are offered by all the banks is virtually zero. Yet the vast majority of the billions and billions and billions of euro that Irish people have on deposit is just resting in current accounts. It's earning no money. In fact, it's losing money with the rates of inflation that have been in place for the last 2 or 3 years. But it's something that we just
but
we're
is
all
that,
guilty
sorry,
of.
Just is that Bunk Bank account, is that a current account or a deposit account?
You can get it's a savings account.
It's a savings account, yes.
But
yes.
It's I don't know if it's instant access, but it's as near as instant
yes.
access as you can get. So it's not like
you have traditionally,
to lock it away for 3 months.
Traditionally,
or 6 months
with a deposit account, you couldn't access your money.
There are certain rules that apply
yes,
for
yes.
different deposit accounts.
Okay.
Yeah, but I think these rules are very, very, very flexible.
Okay. Now, dear Conor, 4 months ago, I bought a screen protector for my phone and registered the item for warranty within a month. Recently, the screen protector cracked, and as per the company website, I'm entitled to a replacement. When I went to order it, it was free, of course, but they were charging $7.99 for delivery. There's no option to pick one up from a local retailer, which is frustrating. It's not really a free replacement if it's costing me €8.
Yeah, no, there's a lot of different things going on here for a start. There's your consumer rights, there's warranties, there's guarantees. This person went to the retailer where they thought, you know, where they bought it, and they said, well, maybe I can deal directly with the retailer and I can pick it up from the retailer. When they went into the retailer said, well, the warranty has nothing to do with us. You're going to have to deal with the manufacturer. So we start at the beginning. Under the law, you have certain rock solid rights when it comes to a product. A product has to be as advertised, fit for purpose, and if it's not that, you're entitled to redress. Okay, a company can, aside from your consumer rights, offer you a warranty. Now, sometimes they interchange the word warranty and the word guarantee. Typically, and I was on the CCPC website, a guarantee is something that's offered free of charge by a manufacturer or a retailer. And it's just, you might get a year-long guarantee, and if the product breaks for any reason, you can seek redress.
Right.
A lot of the time, a warranty is something that they will sell to you as an add-on. So you might...
So it's insurance of sorts.
Kind of, yeah. So you might... But a lot of the time, the words warranty and guarantee are interchanged by manufacturers, which doesn't help. Now, under the law... If you look at your consumer rights, this person probably has an opportunity to get some class of redress because he bought this product for $49.99 was actually how much he paid for
it.
It broke after 4 months. So maybe it wasn't fit for purpose or maybe it wasn't as advertised.
But they're giving it to him for free. But
the company is saying, well, we have a guarantee in place and we will replace the product entirely, but you have to pay for the cost of delivery. Because it's something that they're offering that's above and beyond the law, they can impose their own terms and conditions on that. So they are perfectly within their rights to say, yeah, we'll send you a new screen replacement, but you're going to have to pay us for the delivery. So then you move on to the other stage of this, which is, at what point does a consumer issue stop being important to you? So this person...
That's a question I could ask you, Connor.
This
but it's
person
your job.
Is infuriated because he believes that he's entitled to a free screen protector. And the company's saying, well, you got to pay us postage. So he's saying, well, if I have to pay £8, it's not free. I would advise this person to let it go. On the basis that if you could go into the retailer and you could shout the place down and you could say, I'm entitled to
for
X, Y, and Z.
Yeah.
But ultimately, it's €8. And for the €8, you're getting a screen protector that's worth 50.
Yeah.
If you go into the shop, your contract is with the shop, obviously. So you could say, well, listen, this thing broke after 4 months. I'm entitled to some kind of redress. And they would say, well, we're going to have to send it off to the manufacturer because we don't know why it broke. Maybe you smashed it with a hammer. Maybe you dropped it off a high building. We don't know. So sometimes you might have a case, but sometimes you're as well off to say, do you know what? I'll pay for the postage. And in this case, because it's a warranty or a guarantee that's offered by the manufacturer, they can put in place their own terms and conditions. And an awful lot of the time, one of those terms and conditions is you have to pay for postage.
Okay. Just while you're here and because you are Mr. Consumer, Amazon.ie. Is it going to make a huge difference to people?
It will. And it'll make a huge difference because it will make the buying of products simpler. Because when you're looking at the price of a product on Amazon.ie, it's going to be priced in euro. It's also going to have all of the taxes and charges that are included in the price that you see. Because for donkey's years, when people were shopping on Amazon.com or Amazon.co.uk, or more specifically Amazon.co.uk, it was grand. You'd see a price and then you'd have to pay maybe delivery charges and that would be it. You'd have to do the conversion in your head. But beyond that, it was fine. But then Brexit happened. And an awful lot of the products that people were buying on Amazon.co.uk, they would be priced at one price, which was the UK price.
Okay.
But after that, the price went up because you had to pay all the additional taxes and charges.
Does that mean that if there is something specific to the UK that I want to buy on Amazon, that now what happens is it will be delivered to the, what do they call them, wish fulfillment centres?
Fulfillment centres, yeah.
Yes, in Ireland. And it'll be delivered from there.
No, it depends because you can still, if there's something you specifically want and it's only available on the .co.uk site or if it's only available on the .de site or the .com site, you can shop on those sites as well as shopping on the .ie website. So you can log on to Amazon.com and purchase a product from
Amazon.com. Well, I thought everything that was available on them was available on
Not necessarily,
Amazon.ie.
because I mean, like, the The vast majority of the stuff will be available, but there's an awful lot of independent sellers who sell on Amazon.com or who sell on Amazon.co.uk, or now increasingly that sell on Amazon.ie. A lot of those won't be available across all of the platforms okay. that Amazon has. But if you were to ask me, is it a good news story? Yes, it is a good news story. It's a good news story for consumers. Is it a good news story for all Irish retailers? Probably not.
Okay. What about keeping your savings in the credit union? Should I move them from there to a banking savings account?
I would, if you want to make money from your savings, you need to make sure that they're in the highest interest account you can possibly find.
Seek professional help.
Or indeed seek professional help. And this is not it. This is me and you talking. Yeah, yeah. But bottom line is, look at the interest
yeah.
rate.
Yeah. Do we have to pay tax on the interest gained from the interest?
100%. You have to pay deposit interest retention tax, or DIRT tax as it's known. Now, you don't have to pay that tax if you invest it in government bonds or if you invest it in long-term government products. But you do have to pay it if it's in a bank, a credit union, a neobank, or wherever it might be.
Where do these Bunk and Revolut, where do they advertise? How does one know that Bunk exists?
Well, they advertise on this radio station. I'm trying to remember what the name of it is now. What is it? Yeah, they advertise all over the place.
They
advertise in print, they advertise online, they advertise on radio stations. I mean, I suppose online advertising is probably a big channel for these people. But an awful lot of it, like I have a Revolut account, and I have a Revolut account because I heard somebody else talking about it. So an awful lot of it might be word of mouth as well.
And does Bunk provide the same service as Revolut in that I can send you money from the phone?
I'd say Revolut is probably more advanced on that level because it probably has been in the market for longer.
Pricewatch at RTE.ie, pricewatch at RTE.ie if you want Conor Pope's advice on any consumer issues. Thanks very much, Conor.
Thanks, Ray.
That's it from us. Sarah and Cormac are on Drive Time. We are back tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Enjoy the rest of your Monday evening.
The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.